Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Monday, 18th of February. Firstly, in Bangladesh, gas supply will be suspended in several areas of Dhaka on Tuesday this week to facilitate the construction of metro rail. Titus Gas Transmission and Distribution Company Limited said the transmission will affect most parts of the city on Tuesday for 12 hours. More than 1 million to 2.5 million households and 11,000 commercial users are dependent on Titus gas supply. Taking advantage of the gas crisis, some unscrupulous traders and restaurateurs have increased the price of food and bottled liquefied petroleum gas. Clients are advised to be prepared for the disruption in gas supply. Protests are likely to be held around the offices of the gas company. In Pakistan, Islamabad local administration has declared a public holiday today to avoid inconvenience to the public during the visit of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the city. Emergency services will remain open. Massive security arrangements have been made and many areas of Islamabad have been closed for traffic. The metro bus service will be suspended between the Blue Area and the Secretariat. The National Assembly has rescheduled today's sessions to Wednesday. Clients are advised to be aware of the travel disruptions caused by the closure of major roads in Islamabad and Rawalpindi during the high-profile visit. In Nepal, yesterday, government doctors have threatened to stop all health services and resign en masse. The doctors have threatened to go on strike to pressurize the Ministry of Health and Population to implement the agreement for better working environment signed with the Government Doctors Association of Nepal on January the 14th this year. The agreement between the government and the Government Doctors Association of Nepal stated that the Ministry of Health and Population will ensure that doctors and officer level health workers will be appointed by Public Service Commission with a standardized pay scale. Clients are advised to be aware of the disruptions at the hospitals and expect bigger crowds at government hospitals and private clinics. In India, two youth Congress workers were killed by unidentified assailants in northern district of Kasaragod in Kerala yesterday. The Congress party leaders accused the ruling Communist Party of India Marxist for the murders. However, the Communist Party has categorically denied any involvement of the party in the murders. Clients are advised to avoid all political events in Kerala before the elections in April this year. Clashes between the supporters of political parties have frequently been reported in smaller towns and villages in Kerala. Election-related violence is likely to increase due to extreme political rivalries among the political parties in the state. Employ extreme caution while traveling to smaller towns and rural areas of Kerala. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.